Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In a recent conversation with Daryl Ernest with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, I learned that the classing office has about 71 employees who are at least partially funded, some as little as 5%, with appropriated dollars, including many in the grading division. This is the case because many of the grading division field employees collect market news information for the market news division through contact with industry outlets such as cotton gins, producers, etc. They also perform field duties to assist the standardization division, which is partially funded with appropriations.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For example, if an area director has 10% of his time allotted to appropriations, his time for that pay period would be reduced by 10% or 8 hours. These 8 hours could be taken in any combination, such as being out one full day, being out two half days, or coming in an hour late for 8 days.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This includes division directors in IT, standards, quality assurance, and the associate deputy administrator, among others.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So, for instance, if you are scheduled to be furloughed for 25% of your time, the 20 hours you would be out per pay period, you could not engage at all in any operations. For the 60 hours you are allowed to be on the job, you could not engage in anything dealing with market news or the portion of standardization that is appropriated. All travel during furlough time is canceled, as well as meetings. The biggest impact to the classing office will be how the office staffs its supervisors, office support, and area directors. The impact to the program will fall on how upper management is utilized.